Parshat Dvarim, Moshe begins to give some tochacha, some mussar to Am Yisrael. And he tells them about how he appointed judges. In the middle of him saying how I couldn't handle all the cases myself, and I appointed judges, Pasuk tells us, V'tomru tova davar. You said, oh, this is a good thing. V'tanu oti v'tomru tova davar shedibarta lasot. Perek Aleph Pasuk Yedalet. So Rashi there comments, how is this part of the Musar? Wasn't this Moshe's telling them all the things they did wrong, and all of a sudden he stops to say, oh, you thought this was something good? So Rashi answers, you all should have said, wait, Moshe, don't do that. We don't want to learn from the people you're appointing. We want to learn from you. Is it better to learn from you or from your students? And Rashi continues, and you, we know we can't bribe you to sway you. Maybe your students we might be able to bribe. So Rashi's saying, Rashi mentions this bribery. So the Darash Moshe says, they weren't really concerned about the bribery. Maybe there were only certain people who that was an issue for. What they're really saying is the Ikar is that we want you, we prefer you, we prefer to learn from you. Now we know, two psukim earlier, where Moshe says the sentence that we learn in the Echatun, that Rashi there comments, when he says, Lo Uchal, that it was really Mitzivoy Hashem. Don't worry, I did this from Ratzon Hashem. Hashem signed off on this. This wasn't something I just did on my own whim. So in other words, Hashem is agreeing that this is better for them, because maybe they won't always be able to figure out what it is that Moshe would think is better. But rather, what is Moshe praising here? Moshe is saying, Vatomru Tovadavar, he said this was good. What is the praise that we're concerned about? So, meaning that we were concerned about that it being out of context, or not fitting in where it appears. So what is this praise? So the Darash Moshe says, if they wanted to learn from Moshe rather than learning from all the students, that means that they were at least setting their goals, their aspirations, to be, to know the truth. They wanted to know what Moshe would have said in such a case. And then, therefore, when they learn from the students, they will work hard to understand, to pay attention to every word, because the students are trying to tell you what Moshe would have said, and everybody who listens to them and learns from them would work really hard to try and figure out what the emet is, what the truth is. But if they don't prefer Moshe, if they prefer the students, so what are they, instead of saying we're stuck with the students and now let's make the best of it and figure out what the truth is, but they're saying, no, we don't want Moshe, we want the students. So then, what are they saying? We don't want to work so hard. It's enough for us if we think we understand what the student has to say. So they think they understand the student. Mimela, they're not going to work so hard. They're not going to pay such close attention. And they'll think they understand. And even though they don't understand, even on the level that they think they understand, they don't understand. Afshein mivinim lefi amet, af lefi kocham, says R. Moshe Feinstein. So instead of wanting Moshe, and Moshe not being able to do it, so okay, so we have to learn from the student, and we'll put in the effort, and every time we'll try and figure out what Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, they're now saying, no, we don't want Moshe, we want the student. So now we're not going to, the two go hand in hand. Wanting Moshe and not being able to get Moshe, at least you'll be striving for Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you don't want Moshe, you want the students, so you're not even going to be striving, you're just going to be satisfied with second rate knowledge, thinking, understand, coasting through without putting in the effort. Without putting in the effort, you're never going to be able to learn. So that, says R. Moshe Feinstein, explains how even what seemingly is a bit of praise is also part of Moshe Rabbeinu's Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them all sorts of Musar and Sefer Dvarim and about keeping the mitzvahs properly, and here he's saying to them, you guys were settling for mediocrity. You're just looking to coast through, not wanting to put in the work. And what lesson does R. Moshe Feinstein learn from this? says, now we also are in a door where nitkatnu dara chachamim. We can't compare, we shouldn't go around comparing our gedolim with anybody's gedolim, but we understand the concept of Yerida Dorot and the great leaders who we had in generations past and how we are not on their level. So therefore, our Chachamim aren't on the level. We can't compare any of our Gedolim to the Rambam. We can't compare any of them to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if we want to try and be a student of the great leaders of previous generations, so if we are constantly striving, let us try to be like those learning from the Rambam. Let us try to be like all those learning from the great leaders and Chachamim of generations earlier. So then, Afmi Moshe Zayatzlicha. We will even, if we strive and put our heads to it, we'll be Zocha to be like those who are like Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim. Ba'amlam Yavinu et Amed V'lo Yistapku Bazeh. We'll understand the truth and we won't be satisfied. We won't be satisfied by those who just think they understand. Nidmelem Shemavinim. Yamlu Leidala Mita. We will work really hard, and then we will be able to understand that which we are capable of. So says R' Moshe Feinstein, what lesson do we learn? We learn to strive to be on the level of the students of the great Gedolim of generations past. We are not only striving to learn from the teachers that we have now, and believe me, and we've seen some of them this year. R' Moshe Feinstein has a lot of praise on the importance of consulting our Gedolim and not just figuring out things our own. And he has tremendous respect for the Gedolim of the current generation. Okay, that is not, we are not looking in this Dvar Torah, certainly not in putting words in R' Moshe Feinstein's mouth to besmirch the names, the reputation, the level of knowledge of our current generation, Chachamim. But it is a message about what our aspirations, what our focus, and what our goal should be. Our goal should not be, well, I thought I understood whatever shir I went to, but rather, man, let me try to figure out what the truth is. Let me try to figure out what Moshe Rabbeinu would have said. Let me try to figure out, understand the das of the Chachamim and the Gedolim of generations past, and then I will be able to achieve the level of truth that I should be able to understand. And that's the message that Moshe Feinstein says is this Rashi. Because this Rashi is saying, what do you mean? How is this part of Moshe's Musar? Moshe saying, you all thought it was a good idea. And we know Hashem said it was a good idea. So what's wrong with it? And the answer is, Moshe was really saying to them, no, you thought it was a good idea because you're willing to settle for mediocrity. Really, you should be aspiring for greatness. So yes, Hashem said it was a good idea because I, Moshe, can't, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael grew so much, I can't possibly be the Dayan for every one of your cases and be the teacher for you. I needed Sarei Alafim and Sarei Meod and Sarei Chamishim and Sarei Asarot. I needed to do that. But you should at least realize how what you're getting is slightly inferior and not be happy about it, because then your goal, you're setting your goals where you're trying to be a goal of mediocrity.